Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
A friend of mine had two major skin cancers removed from her forehead the other day. They were two basal carcinomas and they've been on her forehead for 3 years. She didn't know what they were. She knew they looked like they shouldn't be there, but it took her 3 years to finally get the doctor to have a look at them. 3 years. You know, if that was spotted and dealt with 3 years ago or even 2 years ago, it would have been a much smaller issue to deal with. But unfortunately, 3 years later, she's got two 10-centimeter scars on her forehead. And I know the worst thing I could say to her would be, oh, well, you should have been wearing a hat and sunscreen all these years. Yeah, she knows. And let me tell you, I'm pretty aware of it now too. We all know that eating healthily and exercising regularly is going to prevent obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease and all of that. And yet, so many of us, again, are in need of treatment for these conditions. Eating too much, drinking too much, exercising too much, sleeping too much. All these things in excess are bad for us. We have no choice but to look after ourselves. We are mortal. And our bodies can take a bit of punishment, but at the end of the day, they're not indestructible and we do need to look after them. Yes, we will get sick. Our bodies will be damaged from the sun, from germs, injury, aging, whatever it might be. Our bodies won't last forever. It doesn't feel right, does it? It feels wrong. Feels like it wasn't meant to be the case. We see it with all the pills and potions and lotions and treatments that people get done because it doesn't feel right to get older and wear out. But no matter how hard we try, we can't stop aging and we can't stop the damage or illness from hitting our bodies. Playing the prevention game just buys us a little extra time till the inevitable happens. I think it feels wrong because it isn't the way it was meant to be. And thank God a way has been made for it to change. God's son Jesus has fixed the problem. Yeah, we will lose this body of ours one day. But the big question is, what happens next? If it's a question you can't answer, let me encourage you to find out about the one who defied the trend, Jesus. Play the prevention game. Yes, let's look after ourselves. But let's also remember to look beyond this mortal body. Because no matter what we do, sunscreen or not, it is going to fade. But we don't have to.